We've all had to deal with breakups with close friends or romantic partners, but breakups aren't a uniquely human phenomenon. Our primate cousins do it too.
We have known for years that primate groups like baboons and other African monkeys and chimpanzees and gorillas, that they grow in size and at a certain point they may split apart. And the question was, how did they decide who goes with whom?
That's Robert Seiferth of the University of Pennsylvania. He points out there are a number of ways a breakup can go down.
Are they banding together with a tight little group of kin and splitting off in that group? Or is there some despot that is determining what they're doing?
Now, a group of scientists has come up with an answer. Groups of baboons seem to split into two smaller groups in a cooperative way rather than at the whims of a tyrannical baboon.
And as in the human world, these breakups can take months or years.
It's not an event. It's a process. And part of the process is negotiating which social relationships are going to get broken.
Susan Alberts of Duke University. She's one of the authors of the work published this week by the Royal Society. She says a group of baboons might just wake up in the morning with a difference of opinion.
Where this faction or this clique says, no, we're going to go off to that waterhole. And this other clique says, well, we're going to go over to these azima bushes because the berries are ripe.
Fast forward, and eventually the group split apart. Alberts and her team studied 7 real-world splits among wild baboons in Kenya. They mapped social bonds in those baboon groups and then studied how they broke apart.
Brian Lurch of UNC Chapel Hill led that analysis. He said these breakups can have big consequences for baboons.
If you go through a bad breakup, right, if you have a fission that disrupts your connection to your close social partners, then you might find yourself after the fission basically with no friends. You might find yourself not having grooming partners and not having individuals to interact with.
Robert Seiferth wasn't involved in the work. He says he was intrigued to learn baboons cooperate to dissolve relationships and cautioned that we shouldn't read too much into what it means for human bonds.
You'll always find somebody who says, yeah, the baboons are showing us that you shouldn't have a despotic breakup. And it's bad to just dump somebody and walk off. But I guess I'm not going to go into that territory.
Oh, I'll help. Don't ghost, text, or announce it on social media. Just be human about it.